The gods' angels are appointed, sometimes mortals are anointed after complicated training, which takes years, and they earn their rightful places with the blessings of God's graces and with hierarchical ranking with their peers. Found among those chosen few are the pilots and their crew, who are carrier-based and fly both night and day. Whether early warning defense or as vanguard of the offense, they're prepared to lead the challenge either way. First, the 50 states are covered and the candidates discovered in both cities, towns, or on the fruited plains. And their preparation started when their parents have imparted a sense of personal honor to their brains. And commitment daily sought is a right that they are taught when the rugged strands of duty first are spun. Then the Navy has a way to refine these lumps of clay and re-refine them till the job is done. Warfare hasn't any season, and its underlying reason is to take by force or hold in self-defense. Most combatants in such rays often show in countless ways valor far beyond the bounds of common sense. Whether enemy or friend, the main message they all send is that courage is the coinage of the game. Looking back at World War II, of the very brave who flew bombing 19 was a bearer of the flame. They were better than the best, sank more tonnage than the rest of all the carrier troops who ranged the ocean. And although they never knew God anointed these bold few for duty, dedication, and devotion, though their temporary host was the carrier Blue Ghost, often claimed as signed by cryptic Tokyo Rose. Off they flew in fury's face, and some died without a trace. Yet these warriors broke the foe with mortal blows. So be heartened when you see giant thunderheads at sea, which are pillars of support for heaven's floor. Bombing 19's missing mates fly above St. Peter's gates with wings of honor forged by flames of war.